This is the reading for March 12th, Psalm 71. In you, Lord, is my protection. Never let me be ashamed, because you do what is right. Save and rescue me. Listen to me and save me. Be my place of safety where I can always come. Give the command to save me, because you are my rock and my strong walled city. My God, save me from the power of the wicked and from the hold of evil and cruel people. Lord, you are my hope. Lord, I have trusted you since I was young. I have depended on you since I was born. You helped me even on the day of my birth. I will always praise you. I am an example to many people because you are my strong protection. I am always praising you. All day long I honor you. Do not reject me when I am old. Do not leave me when my strength is gone. My enemies make plans against me, and they meet together to kill me. They say, God has left him. Go after him and take him, because no one will save him. God, don't be far off. My God, hurry to help me. Let those who accuse me be ashamed and destroyed. Let those who are trying to hurt me be covered with shame and disgrace. But I will always have hope and will praise you more and more. I will tell how you do what is right. I will tell about your salvation all day long, even though it is more than I can tell. I will come and tell about your powerful works, Lord God. I will remind people that only you do what is right. God, you have taught me since I was young. To this day, I tell about the miracles you do. Even though I am old and gray, do not leave me, God. I will tell the children about your power. I will tell those who live after me about your might. God, your justice reaches to the skies. You have done great things. God, there is no one like you. You have given me many troubles and bad times, but you will give me life again. When I am almost dead, you will keep me alive. You will make me greater than ever, and you will comfort me again. I will praise you with the harp. I trust you, my God. I will sing to you with the lyre, Holy One of Israel. I will shout for joy when I sing praises to you. You have saved me. I will tell about your justice all day long, and those who want to hurt me will be ashamed and disgraced. Numbers chapter 23. Balaam said to Balak, "Build me 7 altars here and prepare 7 bulls and 7 male sheep for me." Balak did what Balaam asked, and they offered a bull and a male sheep on each of the altars. Then Balaam said to Balak, "Stay here beside your burnt offering, and I will go. If the Lord comes to me, I will tell you whatever he shows me." Then Balaam went to a higher place. God came to Balaam there, and Balaam said to him, "I have prepared 7 altars, and I have offered a bull and a male sheep on each altar." The Lord told Balaam what he should say. Then the Lord said, "Go back to Balak and give him this message." So Balaam went back to Balak. Balak and all the leaders of Moab were still standing beside his burnt offering when Balaam gave them this message. "Balak brought me here from Aram. The king of Moab brought me here from the eastern mountains. Balak said, 'Come, put a curse on the people of Jacob for me. Come, call down evil on the people of Israel.' But God has not cursed them, so I cannot curse them. The Lord has not called down evil on them, so I cannot call down evil on them. I see them from the top of the mountains. I see them from the hills. I see a people who live alone, who think they are different from other nations. No one can number the many people of Jacob, and no one can count a fourth of Israel. Let me die like good men, and let me end up like them." Balak said to Balaam, "What have you done to me? I brought you here to curse my enemies, but you have only blessed them." But Balaam answered, "I must say what the Lord tells me to say." Then Balak said to him, "Come with me to another place where you can also see the people, but you can only see part of them, not all of them. Curse them for me from there." So Balak took Balaam to the field of Zophim on top of Mount Pisgah. There Balak built 7 altars and offered a bull and a male sheep on each altar. So Balaam said to Balak, "Stay here by your burnt offering, and I will meet with God over there." So the Lord came to Balaam and told him what to say. Then he said, "Go back to Balak and say such and such." So Balaam went to Balak, where he and the leaders of Moab were standing beside his burnt offering. Balak asked him, "What did the Lord say?" Then Balaam gave this message, "Stand up, Balak, and listen. Hear me, son of Zippor. God is not a human being, and he will not lie. He is not a human, and he does not change his mind. What he says he will do, he does. What he promises, he makes come true. He told me to bless them, so I cannot change the blessing. He has found no wrong in the people of Jacob. He saw no fault in Israel. The Lord their God is with them, and they praise their king. God brought them out of Egypt. They are as strong as a wild ox. No tricks will work on the people of Jacob, and no magic will work against Israel. People now say about them, "Look what God has done for Israel." The people rise up like a lioness. They get up like a lion. Lions don't rest until they have eaten, until they have drunk their enemy's blood. Then Balak said to Balaam, "You haven't cursed these people, so at least don't bless them." Balaam answered Balak, "I told you before that I can only do what the Lord tells me." Then Balak said to Balaam, "Come, I will take you to another place. Maybe God will be pleased to let you curse them from there." So Balak took Balaam to the top of Peor, the mountain that looks over the desert. Balaam told Balak, "Build me 7 altars here and prepare for me 7 bulls and 7 male sheep." Balak did what Balaam asked, and he offered a bull and a male sheep on each altar. Numbers chapter 24. Balaam saw that the Lord wanted to bless Israel, so he did not try to use any magic, but looked toward the desert. When Balaam saw the Israelites camped and their tribes, the Spirit of God took control of him, and he gave this message. "This is the message of Balaam, son of Beor, the message of a man who sees clearly. This is the message of a man who hears the words of God. I see a vision from the Almighty, and my eyes are open as I fall before him. Your tents are beautiful, people of Jacob. So are your homes, Israel. Your tents spread out like valleys, like gardens beside a river. They are like spices planted by the Lord, like cedar trees growing by the water. Israel's water buckets will always be full, and their crops will have plenty of water. Their king will be greater than Agag. Their kingdom will be very great. God brought them out of Egypt. They are as strong as a wild ox. They will defeat their enemies and break their enemies' bones. They will shoot them with arrows. Like a lion, they lie waiting to attack. Like a lioness, no one would be brave enough to wake them. Anyone who blesses you will be blessed, and anyone who curses you will be cursed." Then Balak was angry with Balaam, and he pounded his fist. He said to Balaam, "I called you here to curse my enemies, but you have continued to bless them 3 times. Now go home. I said I would pay you well, but the Lord has made you lose your reward." Balaam said to Balak, "When you sent messengers to me, I told them, 'Balak could give me his palace filled with silver and gold, but I still cannot go against the Lord's commands. I could not do anything, good or bad, on my own, but I must say what the Lord says. Now I am going back to my own people, but I will tell you what these people will do to your people in the future.'" Then Balaam gave this message. "This is the message of Balaam, son of Beor, the message of a man who sees clearly. This is the message of a man who hears the words of God. I know well the Most High God. I see a vision from the Almighty, and my eyes are open as I fall before him. I see someone who will come someday, someone who will come but not soon. A star will come from Jacob, a ruler will rise from Israel. He will crush the heads of the Moabites and smash the skulls of the sons of Sheth. Edom will be conquered. His enemy Edom will be conquered. But Israel will grow wealthy. A ruler will come from the descendants of Jacob and will destroy those left in the city." Then Balaam saw Amalek and gave this message. Amalek was the most important nation, but Amalek will be destroyed at last. Then Balaam saw the Kenites and gave this message. "Your home is safe like a nest on a cliff, but you Kenites will be burned up. Assyria will keep you captive." Then Balaam gave this message. "No one can live when God does this. Ships will sail from the shores of Cyprus and defeat Assyria and Eber, but they will also be destroyed." Then Balaam got up and returned home, and Balak also went on his way.
Chapter 13.
As Jesus was going out of the temple courtyard, one of his disciples said to him, "Teacher, look at these huge stones and these beautiful buildings." Jesus said to him, "Do you see these large buildings? Not one of these stones will be left on top of another. Each one will be torn down." As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives facing the temple buildings, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will this happen? What will be the sign when all this will come to an end?" Jesus answered them, "Be careful not to let anyone deceive you. Many will come using my name. They will say, 'I am he,' and they will deceive many people. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, don't be alarmed. These things must happen, but they don't mean that the end has come. Nation will fight against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes and famines in various places. These are only the beginning pains of the end. Be on your guard. People will hand you over to the Jewish courts and whip you in their synagogues. You will stand in front of governors and kings to testify to them because of me. But first, the good news must be spread to all nations. When they take you away to hand you over to the authorities, don't worry ahead of time about what you will say. Instead, say whatever is given to you to say when the time comes. Indeed, you are not the one who will be speaking, but the Holy Spirit will. Brother will hand over brother to death. A father will hand over his child. Children will rebel against their parents and kill them. Everyone will hate you because you were committed to me, but the person who endures to the end will be saved. When you see the disgusting thing that will cause destruction standing where it should not, let the reader take note, those of you in Judea should flee to the mountains. Those who are on the roof should not come down to get anything out of their houses. Those who are in the field should not turn back to get their coats. How horrible it will be for the women who are pregnant or who are nursing babies in those days. Pray that it will not be in winter. It will be a time of misery that has not happened from the beginning of God's creation until now and will certainly never happen again. If the Lord does not reduce that time, no one will be saved. But those days will be reduced because of those whom God has chosen. At that time, don't believe anyone who tells you, 'Here is the Messiah,' or 'There he is.' False Christs and false prophets will appear. They will work miraculous signs and do wonderful things to deceive, if possible, those whom God has chosen. Be on your guard. I have told you everything before it happens. Now, after the misery of those days, the sun will turn dark, the moon will not give light, the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers of the universe will be shaken. Then people will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. He will send out his angels, and from every direction under the sky they will gather those whom God has chosen." Learn from the story of the fig tree. When its branch becomes tender and it sprouts leaves, you know summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happen, you know that he is near, at the door. I can guarantee this truth. This generation will not disappear until all these things take place. The earth and the heavens will disappear, but my words will never disappear. No one knows when that day or hour will come. Even the angels in heaven and the Son don't know. Only the Father knows. Be careful. Watch. You don't know the exact time. It is like a man who went on a trip. As he left home, he put his servants in charge. He assigned work to each one and ordered the guards to be alert. Therefore, be alert, because you don't know when the owner of the house will return. It could be in the evening or at midnight or at dawn or in the morning. Make sure he doesn't come suddenly and find you asleep. I'm telling everyone what I'm telling you. Be alert.